We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Chris Drapp, linebacker for the NFL's St. Louis Rams. He's also teaming up with the National Lieutenant Governors Association for the Winning with Asthma Coaches Clipboard program. Chris has dealt with asthma since his college playing days at Stanford and is teaming up in an effort to make sure that coaches and teachers know how best to treat students and players who are dealing with asthma. And Chris, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, no problem.
How difficult was it for you to realize that you had asthma and how best to deal with it while you were playing college football at a very high level?
Well, it definitely wasn't difficult to recognize it. It came and just about knocked me out. But what was difficult was really being able to know exactly what I needed to do personally. And, you know, and it takes other people around you. You know, it takes trainers, it takes doctors, it takes some of the coaches to be able to help you kind of figure out how severe your asthma was. And for me, when I was in college, it wasn't just asthma. I had enlarged tonsils and adenoids, so asthma was part of it, and then the tonsils and adenoids were another part. So by removing the tonsils and adenoids, I was, you know, I got better, but it still was something that I've had to deal with throughout the NFL.
Now, this partnership that you're part of here, talk about the importance of it and why you believe it's necessary for coaches and teachers to have a better understanding. What are they missing a lot of times right now in helping kids who are dealing with asthma?
Well, I think it's huge that a coach or a teacher, that they have an awareness, because they need to be able to deal with those kids. They need to be able to know what's wrong and be able to not be scared, you know, but be able to really react and make sure they get whatever treatment that they need. And then it helps someone with asthma feel a little bit more comfortable in going out and pushing themselves a little bit more, knowing that they have the support of that teacher and coach kind of understanding what they need. So, you know, really kind of working together and doing that, we have a chance to kind of change the look of someone with asthma. You know, right now, that picture of someone with asthma is this kid that's kind of sitting over in a corner that can't do anything. And hopefully by me being involved and some of the other folks really talking about their experiences, you'll be able to see that someone with asthma, if they are, you know, using the right management skills and they're really taking care of it and have educated the people around them, they can do almost anything.
What's the most important thing specifically for coaches and teachers to know? Is it to know what type of treatment is necessary for patients of asthma, or is it to how far and how hard they can push them? What do they need to know specifically?
I think it's probably most important to understand how severe the youth's asthma is and what their triggers are, so that they can kind of head off some of the things. But then the other part that's probably just as important is really just having a great relationship with their athlete, where, you know, if something is wrong, that they're going to be able to feel comfortable in saying, you know what, I'm not feeling good, rather than just trying to suck it up. You know, they as long as if they know their body and are comfortable with that coach and have a good relationship with the coach and their teacher, they should be able to let them know and then be able to work through that.
A lot of times asthma is triggered by running in terms of a physical activity context. What other triggers should coaches and teachers be on the lookout for?
Well, definitely one of mine is fresh cut grass. Fresh cut grass will fire me up very quickly. And then smokers. I mean, it's not something you're going to have to deal with right on the field, but in terms of transit to games, you know, going into hotels or something like that. I mean, those are areas where you can encounter smokers. So I think it's important that you find out more. You know, have that relationship. What's going on in your life? You know, what is the triggers? And if you're able to do that, you know, you're able to kind of look out for them too.
And where can folks find more information and sign up for this program?
Well, they definitely can go to the winningwithasthma.org and be able to go through the coach's clipboard and have a chance to really test their knowledge and increase their knowledge on what it takes to really help someone, be it them that has asthma or help somebody that's around them. I think the biggest part of this campaign is saying to win with asthma, it's about having an awareness of yourself, but also having a group around you that really understands proper asthma management skills.
So we look forward to watching you in the season, and I'm sure you'll be keeping that asthma under control. Chris, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, no problem.
Chris Draft, a linebacker for the St. Louis Rams, partnering with the National Lieutenant Governors Association for the Winning with Asthma Coaches Clipboard Program. For more information, go to winningwithasthma.org. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Check us out online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.